I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Could Nicaragua be the next Venezuela? 1 year after the largest uprisings the country's seen in a generation, the Nicaraguan government has tightened its grip on locals. Cynthia Williams with Crossroads Prison Ministry says the tension is palpable, and it's affecting ministry.
For Crossroads Nicaragua, being a prison ministry, the greatest impact to us has been the closing of prison doors to any Christian work going in. While we had access bi-monthly to go in and do ministry among the prisoners, then they changed that to once a month, and then they've completely, as of January, revoked all permits to go in.
Pray for Crossroads work in Nicaragua. And recently, a partner of Tent Schools International started a school in a refugee camp. But what's unique about this school is it's in a shipping container. Tent Schools' Robin Haddad tells us.
Our partner in Lebanon, he had this idea because he saw the situation in the camp. And when I visited Lebanon, I saw how this moving school was a very successful idea and how the kids loved it so much. They feel at home. These shipping containers are cheaper than building a school, and they are warmer than tents in winter.
Tent Schools is financially supporting the school, its educational programs, as well as offering spiritual guidance and encouragement. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how Scripture is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad for your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.